have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Friday again already. The end of the work week. For one or two of those who don't have jobs, but not for anyone else that has a job. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, it sounds like, it feels like my seat been lowered or something.
Oh, no.
Huh?
I said, oh, no.
Okay. My biblical question, why is your life one collision after another? Why is your life one collision after another? Why? It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And no matter where you are and what you're doing, doesn't matter where you are and what you're doing, you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. If you're black, it's everybody and they mama. If you're white, it's everybody and their mama. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk and bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So, what a mess. It's Friday. And some of you might be aware, and some might not. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached.
because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The new game, SEAL Team 6, have vowed to hunt down every enemy of the Trump regime.
Now is the time to panic.
The president decides that his rival is a corrupt person. The president is now king above the law.
I wish.
Terrifying and tragic moments on this Metro bus when police say a man hijacks the bus with passengers on board, shooting one of them and holding the driver at gunpoint.
Chaos.
The president may remain in office far beyond his 4-year term.
I wish that were true.
The search for the suspects in this case continues.
Amazing. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle, and you don't know it. You're not able to see it's a spiritual battle. What the? I want my country back, but it's not coming back. I've accepted it. I see that it's not coming back. Isn't it amazing? But you can be free in spite of what's happening around you. I was thinking about how my country is really not coming back. I was reflecting. And I can see how everything that's happening in the world, in our country, in my country, is being set up so that it doesn't come back. I remember when they allowed Black Lives Matter, far left liberal radical group, worse than the KKK, God-hating, family-hating group, worse than the KKK, fat lesbian group. And they said they are. I didn't say it. They said it. They allowed those people to destroy America, allowed it, sat back, and prevented the cops or anyone from getting involved and allowed it to happen because they were black. And then once they allowed that, they tore down, these people tore down statues and monuments and wrote in the streets different Black Lives Matter colors or something. And then after that happened and during that, during that time that it was happening, they said, let's get rid of the cops. No more cops. While they were destroying America, they were setting fires to buildings. People were killed. And they were chanting during that time, defund the police. Defund the police. While rioting in the streets. Think about that. Criminals. And because they were black, my country allowed them to do that. And they call it a peaceful protest. But I want you to think about while they were doing that, they were chanting defund the cop so they don't stop us from doing what we are doing. And you know what the government agreed to? And some Christians and some non-Christians alike. They agreed to defund the police. They agreed. In the midst of the storm, and they want to make sure that you didn't get law and order back ever again. So America, some Americans, and their representatives agreed to defund the police. Think about that. And then they said, we don't want the police come out and do anything about what we're doing right now, tearing down the country. And America said okay to that. And then they said, we want you to let all, at least the black criminals, out of prisons and get rid of bail bonds. This is during the resurrection when they were destroying America. And you said yes to that. Think about that. I want you to really think about that and wonder, why did I agree to that? What was it about me that caused me to agree to that? They even made some white people get down on their knees and clean the boots of the radical blacks. Some churches were doing that too. Licking boots. Why? What's wrong with you that you agreed to that? And then they said, we want to get rid of men. No more toxins, masculinity, and put women in place of men to run America. They said it, and you said okay to that. You said, knowing, you already know that the order of God is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, right? You already know it, that women are not created to lead, but to follow, and that she can never be a good leader because it's not in the nature. But you said yes to that. Now they're running the schools, the government, the churches, everything, businesses, and everything is falling apart. And if you disagree with it, they say you are a misogynist. You hate women. You hate this. You hate that. And you agree to that. Knowing that it's not true. What's wrong with you? It got to be something wrong with you. And now the mama spirit rule America. And that mama spirit, it's evil. It's not her, but it's that thing that made a home in her. And it control and it come through her. And now America is a mess. And it's only going to get worse. Do you know that you even agree that criminals can go into businesses with the cameras there, the police there, the security guards, everything, and take up to almost $1,000 worth of merchandise and walk right out, and you can do nothing about it. You, the people of the United States of America, agreed to that. And now that is out of control. And over in Compton, California, it's being reported that there's one store, everything is locked up. All up and down, every aisle is everything locked up now. And even the criminals trying to break the locks open. Because they know only thing you can do is stand back and look at it as a worker and watch it happen. And then the cops are not coming. The cops get there after the criminal leave. They're waiting around the corner. Because if they sure show up and take any kind of action, they're going to be in trouble. They're going to lose their jobs. They're going to be called racist. You agreed to that. When you walk into a store, you can almost expect not to find deodorant or whatever it is you're looking for. The stores are empty. You agreed to it. And your government. As Kamala has was shouting, down with deportation, up with education, something like that. Let them all in. You are agreeing with your government by voting for them that you can bring trouble upon you. They can bring trouble upon you, fear and doubt and crime. What's wrong with you? You have agreed to it. You agreed that the woman can kill the baby children in the womb. And as a result of having women in control, as I said, everything going out of control. You have school shootings. You have everything going out of control because the wrong spirit is in control of the earth. Just imagine you have agreed with women that they can kill. They can kill the man's children. And you're okay with that. You lied because they lied and said it was her choice. It's her body. It's not her body and it's not her choice, by the way. But as a result of you giving women permission, because that's the only way they can get it. You have to give them permission. And like you have to give the devil permission in your own personal life to rule over you. You have given women permission to take the place of men. And every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And you are suffering. I want to give you an example of what happens, has happened, is happening, and going to get worse as a result of you giving women permission to rule over you, to run the country, to run the family. This, what I'm about to show you, would not be happening. If it was would happen, it would happen rarely, and it'll be ended quickly. What I'm about to show you. May God have mercy on America. In spite of all that, what I'm about to show you, you can overcome it if you wanted to. Here is an example of what is happening as a result of women, you giving women and allowing them to take over. And it's just, I can't blame them because it's not in them to lead. So they're just doing what they got, working with what they have with their emotions. It's all about emotions. I want to show you what has happened, and it is happening, and going to get worse. This is just one small example, to be honest. And I want you to see how the women don't have the answer to the problem. They don't have the solution to the problem. And you gave women permission to kill the men's children or the man's child in the womb. But here's an example of what happens is happening as a result of you saying yes to the women taking over. CNN is reporting. This is from CNN. One person is dead after a gunman hijacked a Los Angeles City bus early Wednesday, leading police in a pursuit for more than 1 hour before the suspect was taken into custody. Here's how the hijacking began. Watch this from KTLA.
Terrifying and tragic moments on this Metro bus when police say a man hijacks the bus with passengers on board, shooting one of them and holding the driver at gunpoint. Seen here, leading police on a one-hour pursuit through downtown L.A. Police say they responded after the driver activated a panic button around 12:45 a.m. near South Figueroa and Manchester Avenue. That displayed call 911 on the outside of the bus. Calls started coming in, but when officers found the bus at West 117th and Figueroa, it started moving, prompting a pursuit. The pursuit went right past this man's home.
I had a thought to get chips and candy, just some snacks, late night snack. I went right on 4th and Hill. I heard sirens. I seen a flash on the buildings. I said, where is it coming from? I waited. Next thing I know, I see a bus flying through the section.
Amazing. That's how it began. You are to blame for this. You voted for these people. You voted for women to take over the cities, the police departments and everything. And they are saying no to everything that's right. And they can't help it, ladies. I know it's in your nature because I see women starting to recognize that when they hear that they need to return to the Father. But they don't know. They just don't know. And the men are too weak. Mama's boys to lead the way. They have the nature, the mindset of the woman, the emotions of the woman, anger. Here's how the bus came to a stop and the suspect was captured.
At one point in the ordeal, you can see the driver staying steady behind the wheel, what appears to be a passenger hunched over in a seat. Officers going on to deploy spike strips. The bus seen driving on a flat tire, eventually coming to a stop at East 6th and South Alameda.
Metro bus, Valley Bay 58. This is LAPD. It's surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
SWAT officers moving in. SWAT deploying flashbangs. The driver escaping out of a window, running to safety. Officers rescuing another passenger who wasn't hurt and taking a suspect into custody.
I just can't understate the heroics of the bus operator. He was clearly under duress for over an hour, safely operated a bus.
Another passenger on the bus who had been shot multiple times was taken to a local hospital and pronounced dead.
You got to think about this. This is a bus. And then at the same time, while this is all happening, your government is trying to convince you to get out of your cars and ride the bus. Take the railway, take the buses, they say. Doesn't it sound like they want to put your life at risk? And you say yes to it. This is a bus. People get up, get dressed, go out to the corner to catch the bus. They want to relax. Sleep on the way to work, not have to think about anything. Now this is what's happening on the bus. The city bus. You never heard of this kind of stuff before? If you have, rarely would this happen when real men were in charge of L.A. and the country. And you have men who are agreeing that women should be running it. Men are agreeing. You know they've lost their way. When men think that the women should be the head of them, you know they're mama boys. May God have mercy on the woman that marries a mama's boy. Are you stunned that this is happening on the buses now? Well, you agree with Black Lives Matter, defund the police. You agree to take away weapons. You agree to not vote in men, but to vote in women. You agreed to that. And lo and behold, and guess who's running LA now? Guess who's running LA? I remember when we had a tough police chief in LA. Darryl Gates, I think his Officer Darryl Gates. He was, L.A. was the best when Chief Darryl Gates was in control. A white man. He took down name and locked you up. And you know what? The people complained about it. Liberals, men and women, Darrell Gates was too hard. Darrell Gates was too tough on the people. Darrell Gates brought too much law and order to California, to L.A. And they fought and they complained and they called them racist. And they fought and they complained and they called them racist. Until because he was white, and they finally got rid of him, and it's been downhill ever since. Nothing gotten better since they got rid of Chief Darrell Gates. Nothing got better. It didn't get better. And they replaced him with people like this. We now have running L.A., L.A. councilman, L.A. County's supervisor, Janice Horn, a female, and so-called mayor, Karen Bass. And I want you to see from the first two soundbites was from KTLA, and this is from Fox. I want you to see how they plan to make buses safe. Why is this from Fox 11?
If you can't get into a Dodger game or a concert with a weapon, you should not be able to board a bus or a train with a weapon. And under my leadership, we now have a pilot program that is testing three different weapons detection systems here at Union Station. And it's my hope that we'll be able to expand this across our entire system. Part of what we also need to see is more of our law enforcement riding on our buses and trains. If they're more visible, that makes a difference and can be a deterrent and make riders feel safe.
We cut red tape to accelerate the installation of more silent alarms and more bus operator barriers, and we expect the complete installation of the barriers on all buses by the end of the year. I have to say that if the barrier was not there, that driver would not have been able to signal that he needed help and also to let the public know through the top of the bus.
Amazing. It's been reported that one person dead on that bus. This person hijacked the bus. They talk about barrels. Can you get as stupid, superior, or dumb as that? But they can't help it. That's in their nature. That's the mama nature. Let me see Darrell Gates. That's Darrell Gates. Hi, Chief Gates, we want you back. When this guy was in control of L.A., L.A. was amazing. He didn't care what your color was or anything. You committed the crime, you're going to do the time. Oh, you're going to do the time. And the liberals, because this man kept law and order in L.A., they hated him. They wanted confusion. Take him out and put in females. They had a weak black mayor pulling chief out there. He was no good. That's weak. But you see what Karen Bass and Janet Hans is asking for? They want to make public transportation safe by 2028 Olympic. And I want you to pay attention. They're talking about everything but the right way to make it right. Bring back the police. Bring back bail bonds. Lock up the criminals. Tell the police to do their job. They're not going to get in trouble. They're not asking for any of that. They want more signs on it. Why can't you see this? Let me take a break. Why can't you see what's happening? What's wrong with you? Bring back the police, dummy. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my...
Today's show is brought to you by Sevenwood Financial Services. For 20 years, Sevenwood has been a trusted partner to Americans who take action to guarantee their retirement income. Their team of licensed, independent producers will help you understand your best options for protecting your hard-earned savings. So stop living with your retirement worries. Call Sevenwood and let them help. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 860-470-6250.
Amazing. Support our sponsors. Check them out. Support. All right. Can you get into dumber than Cara, the mayor of L.A., Cara Bass, and dumber than Janice Harn? They can't help it. That's all they know in their nature. They don't know how to lead. It's not there. It's just not there. I can't blame them. Well, I blame them for what they do, but I can't blame them. You voted them in. You had a chance to vote in a guy who I think would have done a pretty good job in bringing L.A. back. But you chose Cara Bass because she's black and female. DEI. Anyway, what I want to tell you, brand new episode of The Father State at 12 noon today. And you're going to enjoy this one. This was different. In a nice way, though. I was talking to Riza Islam. And Riza is an activist, author, and an outspoken member of the Nation of Islam. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does God love all people?
Nah.
He doesn't?
Not according to the book.
Is anger of evil or of God or Satan?
Oh, yes, of God.
So you believe that anger is good?
Anger has a purpose, but how you activate on that anger determines whether or not it's good or bad.
Amazing.
Amazing.
The God above is the man's God, and the God below is the woman's God.
You gotta stop playing.
Come I'm not playing. Is the earth flat or round?
Roughly the shape of an ostrich egg.
A what?
Ostrich egg.
What? I never heard that before. I thought of it, like, don't let the flat earthers hear that. What a mess. Support The Fallen State. Right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals. Right there in the description. All right. And fellowship this Sunday. For all, go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Doors open at 10:30, and the meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time. What a mess. Now do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? You're going to see more rapes by men and women, because women are raping men as much as, or even more, than men are raping women. You're just not hearing about the women doing it as much. You're going to hear school shootings, and putting metal detectives in schools are not going to deter that. It's not going to stop it. You're going to hear more crime from illegal aliens and American citizens. There's nothing to stop it. No more Derek Gates. They got rid of him and put in weakness. And you vote for this government. You vote for the kind of government you want. And so you get the kind of government that bring you misery. That brings you misery. That was a Los Angeles man accused of raping at least 11 women. And this guy is facing a possibility of life in prison now. Have you heard about this? Why is this from KTLA?
Nearly a dozen victims, but additional victims could be out there. And that is why the press conference was held today here in downtown Los Angeles for the public to come forward if this guy has also hurt other women out there. Now, take a look. This is his photo, and his name is Terrence Hawkins. He was charged by the Los Angeles County Criminal Grand Jury today with 26 counts involving 11 victims. This includes forcible rape, intimate partner violence, and stalking. This also includes one count of rape of an unconscious person, four counts of causing traumatic physical trauma, and one count of animal cruelty. According to the indictment, Hawkins terrorized his victims for nearly a decade between 2014 and 2023, female victims throughout LA County.
Amazing. It's got to get worse. And you know why men rape women? Rape women? Because they hate them. Men rape women because they hate women. They hate their mothers. All men hate women because they hate their mothers. And they hate that spirit. And what do? To enhance it, you put women in charge. Mama in charge at home, where the hate begins. And then they go out into the world. They got to deal with women now. Ain't no love going to come out of that. All you're doing is enhancing evil. They're not going to like the voice of the woman out in the public, at work, in schools, in business, in government. That spirit is still tempting the man to hate even more so. Mama spirit everywhere. Men rape women because they hate their mothers. They beat them because they hate their mothers. They have no love for the woman. And the woman has no love for the man. That's why rape happens. That's why men beat women. They're beating mama. And I've been trying to tell you for 35 years now, almost, you got to forgive your mothers so you can overcome the spirit of mama, because you're attracted to what you hate. And then mama, the real mother, your mama, going to make sure that her evil spirit control you to the grave. She'll follow you. She'll make you call her every day. She'll come over. She'll move into your home. Wherever you are, that spirit in her drives her to drive you to hell. And she call it love. I'm your mama. You're supposed to do this for mama. And then that guy looked like a black Jeffrey Dahmer, two hooves and a hollow away from every human being, man or woman, male or female, with anger, is two hooves and a hollow from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer, from becoming the man that shot at the president. That angry spirit is evil. And you've been taught that it's good. Isn't that amazing? Woe unto the man or the woman that calls good evil and evil good. Just imagine you can't even feel safe now going to work or going to school or wherever you're going on a bus. That's terrorism on the bus. in the United States of America. That's not over in England now. That's not in Europe. That's in America. Our government has brought evil upon us. And you voted for them because they're black or because they're female or because of some stupid idea you had. 888-7753-773. A spiritual battle. It's so misunderstood that it's not even funny. By your dumb preachers, your dumb leaders, your dumb parents, your dumb everybody. You got to take control of your own life as an adult. Tony is out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you, man?
All is well, Tony.
Wonderful, wonderful. I was just listening to you comment about the women's situation. But the thing is, I mean, you know, I've been on this earth over 60 years, sir. And men has been in control. And men are destroying this country. Okay? I mean, when you was younger, let me say this, Jess, before you speak. When you was younger, gas was 10 cents a gallon. Now gas is what? $5 in California, $4 in California? Food prices are ran by men. Everything is ran by men through that greedy corporation. But yet, you don't want to change. You complain about the seatbelt when they made them wear the seatbelt. Most of the things that was changed in this country, but it was made for the better. Now here's a black lady, educated lady, running for president, and you scared to death of her. Why, Jesse? Why?
Well, I'm not afraid of her at all, not one iota. Why do you, so you prefer to have women running the country than men?
I'm not saying what I prefer. I'm just giving it a chance.
Which do you prefer?
It can't be no worse. It can't be no worse.
Which do you prefer, men running the country or women?
Well, once again, I don't know. I'm willing for change.
No, what does that mean? You're willing for change?
I'm willing to see a difference made in this country.
Are you seeing
okay?
a difference?
Well,
Are you seeing a difference being made now?
Well, yeah, I see the difference in prices are coming down. Food prices are coming down.
Do you see a difference, Tony?
Yes, yes.
Do you see a difference being made now?
Slightly.
Do you see a difference being made?
I said slightly.
And do you like the difference?
Because of the election.
Do you like the difference that you see?
It don't matter to me, Jesse. I'm gonna live regardless.
Do you like the difference that you? Do you like the difference that you see?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm willing for change. Yeah, I'm willing.
So you like?
Aren't you?
You like the difference that you see,
Jesse? I'm willing for change,
Tony.
Okay.
You like the difference that you see.
Yes.
Okay. So you like the fact that when people get on buses now, they run the risk of being hijacked on the bus, killed on the bus.
Yes, this been going on since we've been in America, bro.
Tony, you like that difference.
This been going on since we've been on Earth, Jesse.
Tony, you like that difference that you see, right?
Once again, Jesse, this
Tony,
been
I'm
going
ask
on
you
since
one more
opinion.
Question, then I'm going to let you go because you're not answering the question. You said
I
you like the
question.
You said
yes.
you like the difference.
Yes.
So
you like
that difference?
No, not violent.
Do you like the fact that now?
That's why we need
now,
a woman. That's why we
Tony,
need a woman to run.
Bye, Tony. I'm trying to communicate. Tony.
What, Jesse? I'm asking you a question.
Calm down.
Nobody likes violence.
Calm down, Jesse. Tony. Tony, you like the fact that the government have given the citizen permission to walk into a store and take up to $1,000 worth of product and walk out and no problem.
That's it.
You like that?
Yes.
You like that difference?
Yeah, I do. Yes, because they robbing us. They robbing us. Every time we go and buy stuff.
What do you mean they're robbing you? How are you, Tony?
Okay.
Tony.
I'm gonna
tell
you,
Jesse.
Tony. Yes.
Shut the hell up.
Oh man, come on, Jesse.
Bye, Tony.
Come on, man.
Bye, Tony. I'm trying to communicate with him. He's yelling and screaming and carrying on. How are you going to talk with somebody like that? No wonder you want the women voting. I really wanted to find out that he liked those things. What? Wait. Why is he carrying on like that?
He doesn't want the truth out.
That's why he's brother. Screaming and yelling like that. I really wanted, because I know he's like out there in left field. I wanted to really kind of take his time, because normally I don't even deal with him.
Right.
But I wanted to kind of, because he liked to change, he said. So I wanted to try to let the people see that this man liked to change. I think most black people do.
It's interesting seeing, because all I could think of when I was looking at his, listening to his conversation,
yeah,
was that's the setup to justify him supporting voting for Kamala Harris.
I was going to get to that, too, because he did bring that up.
Right. Give change a chance.
But this is the mentality of mama boys.
Women have been running the blacks homes forever.
Ever since the civil rights movement happened, they turned it over to the woman.
And the whites act like that's a good thing.
I don't think they really believe it, though.
They pretend
they're
like
just
they
scared to say no.
They pretend like they respect these black single mothers who work so hard. Or remember that TV show Touched by an Angel with Della Reese?
Oh,
the big
Lord,
fat black
don't
woman?
Remind me. Where is Della Reese now?
She puts her hands on her hips and everybody gets scared.
Yeah.
Including the whites. Terrible.
Terrible. So it's shut the hell up. Is that a bad word?
Not in that context.
Right, Carl.
There's a proper time and place, kids.
Right, kids. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that at school.
Those are manly words, ladies, too.
He's just screaming. He won't even have a conversation.
Yeah. Because he's a troll. He was just trying to troll you, really.
I was quiet, so I was letting him say all his nonsense.
Right.
Because I knew it was going to be nonsense. And I can wait, because he's going to prove my point, in that men have allowed this to happen. They have the mama's mindset. Super chat. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, not Archangel Gabriel. Bought a coffee. Good morning, all. Choo choo. All aboard the Bible thumping train. This is from yesterday.
Bible thumping Thursday.
Now's your time to shine, Bible-thumping fellas and lasses. Get those verses ready. Loved this week's shows. Some fun guests. Ha-ha.
It was amazing. Podcaster shows. They were like amazing. It was a gift from God. It wasn't me. It's funny how I never know how these things going to work. I just show up here in the mornings, and I'm waiting to see just as you are. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Indeed. Nikki, three coffees. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chickadee. Emoji. Biblical question answer.
Why is your life one collision after another one?
Because I've identified with things outside of myself, and by doing so, my ego suffers the conception it has about the present, past, and future. That's why she has...
Amazing.
She or he, I think.
Interesting. Thank you. I want to respond. That is so interesting. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise. Thank you.
Elias. Jesse.
How you spell that?
E-L-I-A-S.
Oh, okay.
It could be Elias, but I think it's his Hispanic name.
Oh, okay.
So it would be Elias something. Jesse, why did the ducks cross the road? Answer.
Because they did not want the Haitian to catch them.
Pretty close.
What was it?
To get away from the Haitians.
See?
That's not close. That's it. That's on the nose.
It's funny I thought about that right away because I think because I'm aware of the Haitian eating the ducks and the dogs and the cats.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Leo bought a coffee. JLP, quick question. How did you, a black man, create one of the greatest shows on this side of heaven?
By not trying to create it. Really. It just, honestly, I had nothing to do with it. I just showed up. Really. And I'm not saying that to be preachy or to seem holy or anything. I just show up. Really. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Greenwall with a coffee. Jesus said, when you make the inner like the outer and the outer like the inner, then you will enter the kingdom. Gospel of Thomas.
Amazing. Thank you.
Matt J. bought 3 coffees. Jesse, happy Bible Thumper Thursday yesterday. I live in the Cleveland, Ohio suburbs, and driving down a few roads yesterday that I haven't gone down in a while, I saw Harris Walls yard signs, house after house, all over the place. I must admit I'm frustrated and discouraged that so many people out there just don't get it, Matt.
The people get the kind of government they want. They get the government they deserve. Thank you. Amazing.
3 coffees from Nikki. No message. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble yesterday. Jesse, friend, some beta soy boys calling you a cult leader, which is really weird since you want people to come to their own conclusions.
Yep.
Top beta.
People are blind. They can't see. I'm telling them, I'm not pointing them to me. I'm pointing them to the Father within. Men and women, don't let anyone lead you. You don't need a physical leader. You need a spiritual leader. And we have it inside. The Holy Spirit would lead us and teach us in all things. But you got to look within. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Amazing.
3 more coffees from Nikki. Mama Mia, si, senor, you're on fire today.
Amazing. Thanks for your support to make this possible.
At this point, just call me Mike. I've seen something I never thought I would see. Jesse nearly shed a tear for the aborted babies. Tear emoji. I know why, and I do understand it. This is from the 2005 God's Learning Channel thing that he saw. Sometimes I listen to Save the Children just for the thrill of crying for the aborted babies, you know, by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
When he said, live, but let live, everybody. Live life for the children. It gets me every time. Single tear and then whole river streams of tears emoji. Boo-hoo, he says.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
What the? Stan 69 with a diamond.
That was played last night?
Wednesday night. We played the God's Learning Channel, you interviewing with Al Cooper of Light of the Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
In Texas.
May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
A good man.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Stan 69. What's the problem in the Middle East? Judaism or Islam?
Don't mess with the Jews. Don't mess with Israel. Israel don't play.
That's right.
I got to take a quick break.
Thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
2 more hours to go, but I come back straight to your calls. And we'll finish up with the Super Chats. Hate is coming in with hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy or call 800-411-2663.
Oh.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, September 27th, A.D. 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the rest of the supers as well and some great stories. But first, hate news, not fake news. By the way, make sure you do catch The Fallen State today. No Joelle Friday TV today. The Hake Report will be live. And, of course, after The Fallen State, American Anchor Baby, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, and then church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Hope you guys have a nice weekend. More than 2 million customers without power today, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, across Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas, as severe weather continues to impact the Southeast, the beautiful Southeast. By the way, CNN has a light site, L-I-T-E site, if you want to check that out if you have low bandwidth. Anyway, Hurricane Helene made landfall Thursday in Florida's Big Bend as a Category 4, Cat 4 hurricane with over 9 feet of storm surge. Wow. Observed along the state's coast. There have been at least 3 storm-related deaths and widespread damage to homes and infrastructure, communist buzzword. While Helene has weakened to a tropical storm, watches and warnings are still in place for 60 million people in 12 states as it crosses over Georgia, central Georgia, that is, today. And by the way, a tropical storm is nothing to sneeze at. On Wednesday, the hurricane unleashed its fury on parts of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. Flooding rainfall plunged cars underwater in parts of Mexico's state of Quintana Roo, while powerful While powerful ocean waves pounded the coastline. What a mess, huh? And the Israel-Lebanon strikes. Israeli Prime Minister-based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu expected to speak today at the UN General Assembly. I think that's here in America. After his office said that they share the aims of a U.S.-led plan calling for a 21-day ceasefire across the Israel-Lebanon border. Well, isn't that nice? See, Bibi is based after all. Well, some of you may disagree. As Israel and Hezbollah trade fresh strikes, Lebanon's foreign minister warned the crisis threatens the entire Middle East and reiterated calls for an immediate ceasefire. The so-called president, Crooked Joe, is desperate for Trump to get back in there to bring some order back into the world and peace back into the world. He said the plan has been endorsed by the United States, Australia, Canada, the EU, European Union, Germany, France, Italy, Japan, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. However, Netanyahu threw cold water on the multinational proposal. Quote, my policy, our policy, is clear. We continue to hit Hezbollah with all of our might, said Bibi. We will not stop until we achieve all our goals, he told reporters. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. And the China virus tests, a little update on China virus tests. People can in the United States can now order more free COVID-19 China virus tests from the evil, lame-o federal government as the country heads into respiratory virus season, cold season, flu season, that's what that's called, with high levels of China virus, COVID, they call it, global homo word for it, already circulating. Each household is eligible to receive 4 at-home test kits. I think I'd rather not know. Just stay home. But you do what you want, of course. Do what you see to do. Can be requested from covidtests.gov. So there's your daily dose of propaganda. The CDC recommends people 6 months and older receive updated China virus vaccine. I don't know if you want to listen to the CDC necessarily. But just FYI, that's what they're saying. This year, multiple options available. mRNA vaxes, Moderna and Pfizer, and other stuff. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, and it's a doozy. Excuse me. Why is your life one collision after another? Why is your life one collision after another? Isn't that amazing? We have, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, at the beach, wherever you are, on the bus getting blown up, or on the bus and the bus been hijacked, and you scared, wherever you are. You can be listening to the show, or you just relaxing at the beach. You can be listening to the show, or you're lifting weights. You can be listening to the show, or you're buying fentanyl, or you're having fentanyl withdrawals, whatever. Or you consider suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or JLP Cash App. JLP Bond. I forgot how you say it.
Bond JLP.
Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I see it. Thank you. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, right? Every Friday is Express Yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The DOJ and SEAL Team 6 have vowed to hunt down every enemy of the Trump regime.
Now is the time to panic.
The president decides that his rival is a corrupt person. The president is now king above the law.
I wish.
Terrifying and tragic moments on this Metro bus when police say a man hijacks the bus with passengers on board, shooting one of them and holding the driver at gunpoint.
Chaos.
The president may remain in office far beyond his 4-year term.
I wish that were true.
The search for the suspects in this case continues.
Amazing. They're telling the children they can go into the screen room now and deal with their issues by screaming and yelling. Can you get any dumber than that? And the mayor, dumb mayor of L.A. and the dumb city council or supervisor, Hahn, they said put a sign up on the bus that said call the police. When the bus is hijacked, call the police. That's supposed to be the solution. Nothing about bring back cops. Bring back bail bonds. We made a mistake. We sorry. Let me go to Elise. Elise out of California. Elise, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Elise. Good morning.
Well, I wanted to comment on the transportation first and basically stating, because I'm in San Francisco, California, and the transportation lines are very horrible. People die on the buses and stuff all the time, even our transit, like the BART station. It is very horrible. It's very dirty. And I really believe that they just want their funding, so they're promoting for everyone, you know, to take transportation. I don't know why. Maybe because it takes literally to get somewhere 30 minutes. It's been taking 70 minutes. So many, you know, illegal immigrants is in our country, but we can't do this in their country. And then I also wanted to, like, make a point, like, with your last caller, Tony. Like, I really do. I know he said he's 60. You know, I'm in my 30s, and I really believe I see, like, a lot of older black men do want to vote for Kamala Harris, and I really believe, like you said, but my point is I believe that every black man that I see down is because of a black woman, you know, so I really would not vote for Kamala Harris, not just, you know, because she's black or it's just because of the policies, like, she's not here to help us, really.
Yeah.
And I believe some man want to vote for her. Maybe, you know, they do love their mom, you know. But a lot of men that you see down now, it is because of a black woman.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, and I'm a black woman, we don't even listen to our man nowadays. So why do you think a black woman going to listen to us in office when all the black women nowadays don't even listen to? We're the only culture that do not listen to our man. We want to be the boss. We want this, want that. The man don't have no say, so we always want to be over the head of the household, you know. And I'm a single mother, too, you know. And just because I'm a single mother, I do not raise my son. It's like, however I raise my son, that's on me.
Yeah.
Like, if my son be on the streets robbing, stealing, that's because of me, because I'm allowing it. And that's why I really believe every time I see black men down, how they out here stealing, killing each other, it's because of the black mothers. The black mothers want to allow this. They want to take from the government. They are teaching their kids, hey, we're getting these food stamps, this housing. We're doing all these things. We're getting these things for free. And the Democrats are going to give us this. No one wants to really take accountability. Really, in my culture, like in the black ethnicity, we don't want to really take accountability. A lot of black people nowadays, you know what I mean?
I do.
And I feel like we have to really take accountability, and we have to, like, lift each other up. Like, back in the day, the whole neighborhood will, you know, chastise your kids.
Yeah.
When they see you doing something, they will pull you up. Now everyone wants a handout, and the Democrats is telling everybody, sit down on your ass, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that just for a vote. But then as soon as all of this stuff and they get in office, they're not going to do nothing. They're only going to think about every foreigner in every country to let them come here to pollute us. I don't really understand how is this the United States when it's not even united with its own people. So it's just, when you hear a black man talking like Tony was talking, you can't be mad at him. You got to be mad at his mother.
Yeah.
It's the truth. If my son out here and he go robbing and stealing and he come back with heck of money in the house and I'm okay, oh, I want some of that. Like, you're okaying this. A lot of us is okaying the fuckery that is going on, and we just blinded to it. We don't care. And when I say we, it's because I am a black person, too. And it's not like I'm putting my own people down. I care about my people. So, therefore, I have to pull you up. It's going to be better than me to pull you up than anybody else. Why can't we pull our own people up and tell them exactly what we should do right and help each other out than to knock each other down? And by doing that does not mean we want this lady, Kamala Harris, to be president. She could do whatever in office for us now when she's in office. I don't care if she's not the president, she's the vice president. That name leads. So she could put her invoice in. If she don't have enough power to be the vice president, to go to Biden and say, we should do this and this and this, and how do you feel about this and this and this? What do we need her in there for now if she can't even stick up for nothing right now when she's in a second seat? She's not going to do no better in a first seat. It's just fuckery. So I really think that we need to open our eyes and we need to literally start doubling down on a lot of stuff that's going on because it's hurting American people. Like, even all of these nonprofits, all of these, the mayors in all these Democratic states, just like in San Francisco, because I'm speaking for what I see because I'm on the ground and I'm out in San Francisco every day. Our mayor, London Breed, out here is very corrupt. She do not give us nothing. She is giving every nonprofit and every political person that she likes endorsements and money and things of that nature, but everything is being embezzled. Everybody that she's putting in office, and you can Google this, she's giving millions, $68 million. Now they're up for RICO charges. The lead commissioner she put in, now she just got, she just stepped down. This is all Googleable, too. This is real stuff. It's so much embezzlement. She's putting people in office that she grew up with, and now they're embezzling, and she's a black woman and has not did nothing for our streets. She only pick and choose who she likes. If she from one area, she grew up there, that's the only place that she helping. If her cousin's from another hood, that's the only other hood that she helping. She's not doubling down, 10 toes to the pavement, feet to the pavement, and really out here helping no Americans. She's going to China. She's going to get pandas. We don't need no pandas. We need stuff here right now.
Yeah.
So she's not doing nothing. Do not put I'm a black woman. Do not put us in charge of nothing that a man needs to handle.
Yeah.
We already do not listen to a man now. A man tell you to turn the light on, you got an excuse why you want to turn the light on. He needs the light. Why you don't want to turn the light on? You know what I mean? It's just like... Do not, no, I'm serious, Jesse. Oh. I'm so serious. Don't put us in charge of nothing. We ain't even, look at our kids. What is you putting us in charge for when our kids is running us?
Yeah.
Our kids ain't listening to us. All we doing is dressing up our little girls to be little assholes, and this is the truth. And then as soon as grown-ass man get to looking, you mad, but why are you dressing your child like that?
Yeah.
And even in the Bible, God even say the man is the head of the household.
Yep. Man.
Even in the churches, when I don't go to church, but if I go to a funeral or something, as soon as they got a lady up there preaching, I'm still walking out. And giving y'all no money.
Yeah.
No money. None. So if we don't wake up as a community and ethnicity now, we're going to be further and further down because everyone is coming before the black ethnicity. And we have to really wake up to this. We have to stick up for ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to stop killing each other. We have to be there for one another. We need to stand for each other before we fight with each other and unite with each other. We got to stand up for each other. You know,
let me ask, how do other black people, your family members or your friends or other blacks, how do they respond or react to you when you speak these type of truths?
Oh, they be upset. They be mad because I'm always telling them my son, he just turned 18. I've been a single mother and I have my aunties, my mother, my son, grandmother, you know, to help. It's been a lot of women helping me, you know, raise my son. And they be mad because I've been a single mother and I don't take nothing from the government. So all I be trying to tell them is, listen, y'all, on welfare, y'all taking these handouts, we need to do better. I see it because I'm really in the streets with it. So I'm seeing what's going on by family and friends.
Yeah.
Like, I have family and friends that is on welfare now, and they kids turning 18, and they telling them they can't make a certain type of money because then they rent gonna go up. Now the mother is mad. So we have these things that's really
crippling our family, even to keep it. To keep it, because this mother know if her daughter go and get a job paying $3,000-$4,000 to better this young child's life, her rent is going to go up. She just want to stay home and smoke weed. She don't want to really get out here and get no job. This is handicapping us. I see it in our community. So my friends and family be mad. They really be thinking that I think that I'm better when I don't think that I'm
right,
better.
I'm
telling you, I know that I'm better because I'm not taking no handouts from the government. And I'm going outside to get everything that I desire to get. And I don't have to steal, kill, or take from nobody to get it. So they are upset. They be upset with me. They upset. They, man, my friend, real story, 2 days ago, she's telling me how one of her friends is going to help her with Compass. And I'm like, oh, she's going to help you with the welfare stuff. She's getting offended. It doesn't have to do with welfare. Yes, it do. You get food stamps for your child. Their Compass is going to help you get into a place. If you didn't have welfare or food stamps, you would not get into Compass to get a place. So it does have to do with welfare. I'm like, do you think because I've never been on welfare that I don't know about the laws and regulations? I'm like, hey, what is wrong? So you are right. They are mad. And that is the problem with black people right now. That is what's wrong with us. We're worried about everybody else except ourselves.
Yeah.
Worry about you and your household first. And you don't have to hate. It don't matter what this person doing, how much this person getting, worry about you and your family. If we start at home first and helping our family and making sure our family succeed, everybody will do better. But we can't
Elise, I'm so glad you're out there and thanks for the call, and you're right on the money. And don't
thank
let
you.
Even if the whole world turn against you, you stay with the truth.
Amen.
Amazing. Thank call you. Me again. Amazing call.
All right.
Appreciate it. She's right. And she's black. She's black. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me go to Rio, a first-time caller out of Virginia. There's one line open, 888-7753-773. Rio, welcome to the show.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Rio.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to say I agree with the lady that came on before me, too, with almost everything she said.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with her. I just want to say, before I speak on anything, I want to say thank you for a lot of stuff you say, and I agree with a lot of stuff you say. And
you're welcome.
I know people like to listen to your show and judge people before they after they speak to you. So I want to say I'm 33. I'm an African-American male. I came up in poverty and hard times and struggle, and I was in the streets growing up. I've been to prison, I've been to jail, and I've been through a lot of stuff, like, you know, what black people go through, you know?
Right.
And I agree. I agree with what she said, and I agree with 90% of the stuff you say. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like the problem is people don't take the time out to understand things.
Yes.
And I feel like the reason why people misunderstand what you be saying is because they be living in it. They living in it. So it's like you disrespecting them, talking down on them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
and in all actuality, you just really trying to give them the blueprint to evolve, you know?
Yes. Absolutely, man.
And I don't agree with the Malcolm X and the civil rights and none of that either. I agree with you on that because I feel like we took on the black. We took on that. We took on black.
Yeah.
It was colored and whites. We took on saying, oh, we're black. They never called us black. It was colored people. It was colored people and it was white people. You know what I'm saying? And that's why in a lot of religions and a lot of stuff, when people get saved and stuff, they have to change their title. And I feel like as African American people, we need to change our title from black to American.
Yes.
And not go by that title anymore. Because as long as you go by that title, you're going to have to be what that title is.
Amazing. 100% true, man.
Yeah, I used to, man, and people probably wouldn't believe it, man. I used to be in the streets and carry a gun everywhere I go. Do everything you talk about. I used to do everything you talk about, man. Like, you know, and I'm not proud of it, and I don't like to talk about it, but I want people to understand that I agree with this stuff because of my experience.
Yes.
I agree with a lot of this stuff. Like, I agree with Trump. Even since 2016, I agree with Trump. And my family, people went against me that I loved and stuff, you know, made a fool of me and stuff, you know. But at the end of the day, I just like to be with what's right, you know.
Right on, man. Amazing. Yeah. Well, you stay with it and stay with it and stay with it.
Let me tell you one more thing, man. My dad, he's 79, man. He's from San Francisco, and he been through a lot of that stuff, and I apologize. I mean, I forgave him. And
Did you tell him that?
Yes. He's right here with me now.
Right on. What did he say when you went and apologized?
He just told me, daggone, basically, he was just like, accepting of it.
Right on.
You know?
Right on.
Because I understand the situation with him and my mom, and I understood it. Like, once back in the day, I didn't know. I was an angry young fella growing up, you know?
Yes.
I faked happy around everybody, you know?
Yep.
Do all of that stuff.
And did you go and forgive your mother?
No, I haven't had a chance to see her face. I want to do it face to face.
Right.
I can call her. My dad's 79. My mom, she's 77. I want to do it face to face.
You're right. It's best if you can, for sure. Are you able to FaceTime with her?
Yeah, I can FaceTime with her. She's like, she moves around. She does. She's just like you. And my pops is just like you. Like, they move around, do whatever they want, go wherever they want, live how they want, you know.
Nice.
I'm number 10 from my mom. I'm number 10 from my mom. Yeah.
In the good old days, they made babies. They didn't kill the babies in the womb. They made the babies.
Yeah, my mom, she worked on a plantation in South Carolina called Braze Island.
Wow.
She used to clean houses and stuff like that. Like, I grew up in real, like, in the South, in South Carolina, like how you be talking about. Like,
yeah.
That's why if people try to say, oh, he's like how they be talking to you, oh, he's a coon, he's Uncle Tom. Nah, man, I've been through all of that. I lived all of that. I'm only 33, and I lived all of that, man.
Amazing. Well,
yeah.
I want to encourage you to stay with. Have you given the silent prayer a chance yet? Have you done the silent prayer?
No, I'm working on that. I want to be, and I'm going to tell you, before I even started listening to your show, I figured a lot of this stuff out. And when I came to your show, it solidified a lot of stuff that I was believing.
Right on, man.
And I want to say the answer to your biblical question, too.
Why is your life one collision after another?
Because people believe their thoughts. They believe their thoughts and they agree with them. And once things go wrong, you feel like, oh, my thought, what you thought was going to happen or was supposed to happen didn't happen. But you agree with that. That wasn't what was supposed to happen. That's why it's a collision, because you thought what you thought was right was supposed to happen. Oh, this is going to happen because I'm whoever, whatever, doing whatever, you know?
Amazing.
And the whole reality is that's just what you thought.
I really want to respond to that about the Bible, but I can't. I got to wait until Sunday. But absolutely, I appreciate that, man. But I want to encourage you to do the silent prayer. And I'm telling you, you stay with it, Rio. You stay with it. You be aware. You haven't seen life yet. God has life for you. God has a life for you that's going to blow your mind. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I definitely believe it, man.
Let me know when you face your mother how that goes.
I'm going to call you back. Man, I didn't even believe y'all was going to answer. I'm going to be honest. I've been listening to your show a couple months. I really didn't believe he was going to answer.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really freestyling right now, just being honest. I'm, like, telling you the truth. Everything I'm telling you is the truth, but it's like I wasn't even prepared, you know?
Well, you did an amazing job, and stay with it, man.
All right. I'll give you a call back after I talk to my mom.
All right. Take care, man. Amazing.
You too.
All right. Amazing. What the? Brandon, a first-time caller out of New York. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, man, them Chinese, man, you can't understand a word to say, man. They just try listening to the whole upside down and whatnot.
Brandon, hold on a minute. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't hang up. I'll let the producer get it a little clearer for me. Let me go to Ted a first-time call out of Minnesota. Let me find out what Brandon's talking about. I'm not sure. Ted, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I'm calling because it's Open Line Friday.
Go ahead.
Every time people talk about, like, the elections and the direction of our country, it just seems like you have kind of a grim outlook on it.
A what?
And I think that we got
a lot
to be hopeful for. There's a lot of good things happening.
Ted, did you say a grim overtone?
I don't believe that people are asking the government that they want. Hold on. Our elections are being stolen.
Ted, can you hear me or something? Hold on, Ted. Hey, Ted.
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Is he on a...
Oh, sorry. Sorry. You switched over to my car without me knowing it.
Are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yep, I hear you now.
Okay, you said that when we talk about the government, it seemed to have a grim overtone.
Well, you just seem to be like, America's over and all that stuff.
Am I wrong by that?
I don't agree with that. I think we have a lot to be hopeful for.
Like what, for example?
I think that people are not getting the government that they want because I think that there's a lot of funny business going on with their elections. And
Ted,
I'm really hopeful these things are going to be fixed in the future.
Ted.
How is you to have the same attitude?
Ted, hold on, Ted. I'm going to put you on hold. Something going on with your phone. What the? Let me go to Maze out of Ohio. Maze, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Maze. Thanks for calling.
Get it off your chest Friday.
Yes. Maze, let me ask before you go to that. When Bill Lockwood was on the show, last month, you said something about the blacks and the voting thing, that somehow or another they can't vote or something like that. What did you say about that?
I said that if the voting was so important, why are they always standing in the way and keep trying to keep people from voting?
And who was trying to keep?
Because everybody can't vote.
Man, who is trying to keep whom from voting?
Whoever doing the redlining, the governors and all of those people that's in charge.
So someone is doing redlining to keep blacks from voting?
Yeah, they're stopping them. Because you know the last
How
time
is that?
Remember the last time in the election they was hiding, messed up the post office and taking down machines and doing all this
stuff? But those were the blacks doing that.
No, there was not no black people doing
it. Remember
they
were trying to help.
Black people did everything except nothing good to you.
So what now?
Black people never did anything right to you. Your opinion. Can I get it off my chest?
What have they... I just want to understand that when you were telling Bill Lockwood about the voting, you were saying that the people were redlining to keep the blacks from voting?
Yeah, down in Alabama, they we had to take it to the Supreme Court. Since y'all always talking about the government, down in Alabama, where in Mobile and all them different places where they could have people to represent them. And Alabama said, the governor said
Maze,
no.
That's not true. That doesn't even make
sense. Yes, it is true. It's all you got to do is look it up.
You can't stop citizens from voting. And red line doesn't do that.
No. Redistricting.
Redistricting doesn't do that.
So when you take somebody out of a district, just because you want to stay in there and represent somebody that's not even in, don't look like you, or whatever you do to keep it looking like whatever they want it to look like. So, as I was saying, redistricting is what they do to keep a change. So, that's why you see the same people.
Oh, yeah. That's why Maxine Waters and others
are supposed to have two representatives.
Are you saying that's why Maxine Waters and others been able to stand there for so long?
Maybe so. But I'm saying
Hold on for me. I know you want to talk about something else. Hold on, all right?
Okay.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. Listen up. Welcome back. The Hake Report. The Hake. A busy day today. TheHakeReport.com is coming up. Did y'all hear Hake's show yesterday? He had a guest. What was the guest here?
Krishan the Don.
It was interesting. Whenever Hake has Krishan on, it is always interesting. So, podcast yesterday, if you didn't catch it. But Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, at 12 noon, a brand new, you do not, call your mama. Call your daddy. Call your brother, your sisters, and your cousins. And your enemies, to make sure that they watch The Fallen State today at 12 noon. Really. I spoke with Riza Islam, and he is an activist, author, and outspoken member of the Nation of Islam. That's a Louis Farrakhan group. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does God love all people?
Nah.
He doesn't?
Not according to the book.
Is anger of evil or of God or Satan?
Oh, yes, of God.
So you believe that anger is good?
Anger has a purpose, but how you activate on that anger determines whether or not it's good or bad.
Amazing.
Amazing.
The God above is the man's God, and the God below is the woman's God.
You gotta stop playing.
I'm not playing. Is the earth flat or round?
Roughly the shape of an ostrich egg.
A what?
Ostrich egg.
What? It was so interesting. Couple thing about that. It's. I guess I'm surprised. I mean, amazed that human being believe that God is angry. A human being, and I know why. I really know why now. I didn't know why before, but now I know why. Human beings believe God has anger. Can you? That's like. So if God has anger, why even bother looking? Dude, God, you are already serving. Satan has anger. You're angry. Why would you look for another God? With anger. It doesn't make sense. You're going from hell to hell to hell. And so that's amazing to me. And the other thing is that human beings don't believe God love all. Why don't you already know that God's love, or unless you talk about your God, Satan. Human beings think that God think like they do and feel the way they feel. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that like amazing to you? But anyway, you don't want to miss this interview. you don't. At 12 noon, Pacific time. And donate. You can donate to the Father State. You can support it by going to thefatherstate.tv/donate. And then locals.com. My producer finds the guest for the show, and he does an amazing job. I was not aware of Riza Islam. My producer like, no, I want you to have him on. Please have him on. Not please have him on. Hey, Jesse, I want to have him on. And it was interesting. So check it out, all right? And then at, Punch and TV. We have our own network. Now, did you ever imagine that we would have a Punch and TV? Our own network. Amazing. Check out Punch and TV.
It's different if a man cheats on a woman versus a woman cheating on a man. It's like disrespectful. A woman is supposed to respect her husband.
What good does it do? What good does all this talking do?
Are you advocating for being married or being in a relationship? Whatever happens, happens. It's no big deal.
People are dark. People are got problems.
So is that a pass? Would you say that's a pass for...
A pass for cheating? Don't put that in the video.
Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. Check it out every Monday at 2 p.m. on YouTube and Punchy, PUNCHIE.tv. My grandfather gave me that name because when I was a little kid, and you know how people like to pat you on the head? They'd be like, come here, baby. Come here, baby. You want to hug you? I'm like, no. I used to always punch the people. So they call me Punchy, PUNCHIE. Check it out. And then last but not least, the American Anchor Baby. Energy. And I'm not making up the energy thing at all. I'm not exaggerating or anything. I may be understating. This man has energy like I've never seen before. I've never seen it. And it's a gift from God. Energy all over the place, just everywhere. And gifted, he's a genius. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I don't know how his wife and kids are going to deal with all that energy. The kids are going to be like, Dad, slow down. And the little girl, child, Dad. Yeah, just slow down. I can't walk that fast. I can't move about like that. And he's going to say, okay, I will, but he'll forget he said okay, and he'll be back on it. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Check it out, all right, Monday through Friday. And Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. Podcast it when you can't get it on a Friday. Joel Friday TV. Big stuff happening around here. Let me go quickly back to Maze out of Ohio. Maze, so thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
I also asked Lightwood to ask to go out into the people and have them get you the right to vote just like he has and not an act to vote. That's what I asked when I was talking to Lightwood. But when he was on last week, he was talking about an empty blouse.
You say you want...
And he's about to have a nervous breakdown.
You said that he should go out and get invite for True the right to vote.
No, for you to have the right, so you can
for
have the
me,
same rights he had. You don't have the same rights he had.
I do. I can vote.
No, you don't.
I'm voting for the great white hope, Maze.
Okay, but now to get to my
Maze,
point, that
Maze,
I
have the right to vote. I'm about to vote again for the great white hope.
That's good for you.
But what do you mean I don't have the right to vote?
You can vote for who you want to. That's what you're supposed to do.
What do you mean I don't have the right to vote?
Excuse me?
What do you mean I don't have the right to vote?
What is the Civil Rights Act?
What?
What is the Civil Rights Act?
I don't even know what that is.
No, you don't.
What is it?
I'm trying to say.
What is it?
They got to do it every how many years so you can have the right to vote?
They have to do what, Maze?
Every 25 years.
Maze.
What, Jesse?
They have
you're trying to get me off of why I called.
No, I'm going to let you say why you called. I told you that. But you said that.
Civil Rights Act, yes.
What's the Civil Rights Act?
Where every 25 years they got to give you the right so you can keep on voting.
Oh.
Okay.
And so after a while they're going to say we can't vote?
Well, it depends on who's in office or how they're feeling.
You mean like they don't want men to vote or?
No, people that denied the right to vote, where they used to have to count marbles and do stuff like that in order to have land. And
what
all
people?
Of that. Whatever people that they were doing it to.
What people that can't vote right now?
People from other countries.
We don't want people from other countries voting in our country.
Well,
you
got to run. You got people from other countries running stuff.
We shouldn't have that.
Well, you do.
No, we shouldn't, though.
Well, you're crying about other things, so you got them over there on Fox. Everybody's from Europe or somewhere. They're not from here, and then they give you the news that they want you to hear.
Well, we should not have anyone
take it
from...
As amen. But can I get to my point?
We should not have other people from other countries... As part of our voting, working in government, or going down the road,
let me get to my point.
Or working in government at all in our country. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
About working in government. There's a whole lot of people that don't look like us working in government and still trying to stay in the government.
You mean like they don't look like Americans?
Like, take your turn and get out the way and let somebody else do it. And always screaming about government.
Are you saying they don't look like? Are you saying they don't look like Americans?
Some of them are not, probably.
Oh, okay, and you're right. But go ahead. What you call about?
We want to blame and complain. So, but that's not why I called.
Why'd you call?
Well, I didn't break the law. Don't plan on breaking the law. And I don't care what, I mean, I don't have people thinking for me, and I don't need to think for other people. And I'm not a follower, but you know that. But to this, as I got to say, we own land, we own houses, we rent houses, and we do all those different things. Don't your kin folks own some stuff?
My kin people?
Yeah, you know, my kin. I don't know what happened to that.
We
I
have
kin. Bring it back.
Oh, you want kin folk corner back?
Yes.
I will. I definitely will.
Some people that don't know.
But Mays, there were
like own,
my people own land even when I was growing up on the plantation.
I did too, and still do. So
Mays,
what they got to do
Mays,
is they, I don't want
anybody. Mays, let me finish.
Mays, what?
At least let me finish. Then and then I'll let you finish, and then you let me finish. Don't jump in.
Okay.
When I was growing up on the plantation, my people owned land even back then, a bunch of land. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, can I say now what I got to say?
Yes.
My aunt owns some land. I don't know how many acres she got.
Yeah.
And guess what she got to do all the time?
What?
In 2024.
What?
People trying to take her land from her, but she got too much power behind it that they can't do it in 2024. Where they can't take her land.
And
she got a ranch.
Who is trying to take it away from her?
The people that want to build and do different things.
Well, that happened
like
with
her.
White people and everybody.
I'm sure they're Caucasians.
That happened to white farmers,
she
too.
She got lawyers in her family. She got all kind of stuff.
Maze.
And they can't do it.
Maze.
And they've been trying.
Maze.
All kind of ways to disturb the lady. House paid for and the land is paid for.
Maze, that happened to white farmers as well.
Well, of course it's happening to white farmers. But I'm saying you have those people that, I don't say what you want to hear to make you happy. I'm not that kind of person. And you know it. For 30 years I've been talking to you.
I know.
What people want me to say to make you happy just because I'm a black person.
But, Mays, that happens to white people, too, with land. They're trying to take the white farmers' land away from them.
Yeah, they're trying to take the land. So when it comes to crime,
are you saying that they're trying to take your
are you saying
they're trying to take your cousin's land because your cousin is black?
Oh, yes. She's the only one there.
And so
never
are they,
anybody else came around.
So are they trying to take white farmers' land because they're white?
No. They're not trying to take their land.
They
I'm
are.
Them at all.
Yes, they
but
are.
That's not what I said. Just
Mays,
when they
yes,
take
they
white
are.
Farmers. So can we get back to what I was saying?
They are trying to take white farmers' land, Mays.
What I'm saying, Jesse, so you said that they're trying to take white farmers' land, but when it comes to crime, you don't discuss Caucasian crime. You always want to talk about what black people do, but what Caucasians do is off the subject.
What do they do?
Just what I'm saying. You guys, what? I guess you got dementia when it comes to CWP. They get welfare. They steal. And they destroy.
When the last time you heard...
I don't know what you want to talk about.
When
got,
the
they
last time you heard
land.
A news...
That don't match.
Mace. When the last time you heard a news report on white people stealing?
Really?
Right.
Really? You really asking me that question?
Yes.
Yesterday?
No, you didn't.
Really?
What did you hear yesterday?
What did I hear yesterday?
Yeah.
Y'all don't look at but one. Y'all don't focus on but one type of news, and that's black people.
What did you hear yesterday about white people stealing?
I didn't hear about them stealing. Do I need to tell you where to go to look?
Man, what did you hear yesterday? What type of news report did you hear yesterday that white people were stealing?
You say you're slow and you black and slow. So you were black and slow.
Right. So tell me, you say you heard yesterday news report of white people stealing. What did you hear and where did you hear?
They broke in the store and they were trying to steal the teller machine.
Where did you get that from?
The news.
What news?
Not fake news, real news.
What news?
What do you mean, Jason? What news?
Right.
The same news that you look at, just a different state.
What news did you hear that from, Mace?
The news that you watch, Fox News.
Did you hear it on hate news?
You wanna know, what?
Did you hear it on the hate news?
Hate news? Oh, that's not news.
You didn't hear it on the hate report?
No. He don't look at nothing that pertaining to him.
What do you mean?
What I want you to see, just like you look at the black farmers, white Caucasian farmers being taken away, look at the crime the same way. But you don't.
But hate on the hate news, not the fake news, hate report all the news.
No, he doesn't. He report what he want to report.
What do you mean?
So you still haven't let me get out my chest what I want to get out my chest.
Really? Your chest is heavy loaded today. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't called you in a while. I don't have to. I mean, I'm not selfish. I want to move out the way so somebody else can get
you
on.
Still love me?
Yes, I do.
I love you, too.
Like, some won't let me hate you, so I can't help but to love you.
Is that God that won't let you hate me?
Something. And then what's wrong with a lot of these Christian people that think a man supposed to do everything? They're upset with God, and God's not upset with them because they don't bless them every day. If they bless them every day, they wouldn't be thinking the way they do.
Does God...
That's the way I see it.
Did God create women to lead or to follow?
God created a woman to be a helpmate to a man. So what do a helpmate
Thank you.
Do? So if she's helping him when he's going the wrong direction, that means she's helping him,
no,
right?
No, not that way. Not that kind of help.
Don't come and destroy him.
No, God help... The woman's supposed to help cook, clean, watch the children, watch over
really?
The children, make sure the bed made up. Iron his clothes and make cornbread.
And what are he supposed to do besides go on a job and come back home and that's it?
He's supposed to be a living spiritual example.
You must look,
he's supposed to be an example of love.
Okay, so she's not supposed to have
so
a
So that he can guide, so he yeah. can guide her and the children in the right way to go.
What in God's law?
Is that true?
What is it in the commandments?
Is that true, Mace?
No.
That is true.
And when the children are gone, what's supposed to happen?
Then the husband and the wife become one. She
really?
Become his daughter.
What?
Yeah.
That's just not something that's really wrong. But as I say, you hear these people screaming and hollering saying what the man's supposed to be doing and the woman's supposed to be doing. He's not supposed to be treating her like she's a slave.
No one said that.
Treat her like that.
No one said that.
And I don't think that they're blessing God.
No one said that, Mace.
When I hear people talking, that's what it sounds like to me.
But that's in your head. You listen to
the
thoughts.
Bible thumpers, they need to stop thumping the Bible because they're the biggest heathen there is on the planet. That's what I see it.
Do you read the Bible?
Do I read it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can read something and don't understand it.
Do you read the Bible?
I'm with a lot of people.
Do you read the Bible?
Yes, I've read it over and over and over again. If you go sitting in the church and you listen to the Bible and you mark it, and you, same thing. Same
Amazing.
Thing. Mark, Maze. Matthew, Luke, and John.
Maze, I got it.
Not God's word, it's man's word.
I can't play tomorrow. I gotta run. I gotta run.
Yeah, we gotta run. You have a good one.
All right, you too, Mace.
Until the next time.
All right. All right. What the? Where's Hake? What the? Let me go back to Ted. I think his phone is working now. Ted.
Yes. I'm here.
You're on the air.
Hey,
so Ted, so, you said that when I say my country is not coming back, it's also doom or gloom. Did you say that?
Yeah.
And what
it's
do you
doom and gloomy?
What do you mean?
Well, I think that we got a lot to be hopeful for.
Like
I
what?
Think that there's a lot of good things happening.
Like what?
And well, you know, we got the Great White Hope. He's fighting for us.
That's true.
And I don't believe that he is going to let, you know, they stole an election from him once. I don't think he's going to let them do it again. I think he's got something up his sleeve, and I think that a lot of people are going to be in trouble.
But
you know,
do you believe that you believe that America? I don't know that they stole the election. I want to mod that out. Don't be saying that. Do you believe that?
Okay.
Do you believe that America is coming back?
I do.
And why do you believe that?
I do.
Why do you believe that?
That's a good question. I guess I just I'm just a hopeful guy, I guess. And I think
but
that there's power in what you believe.
Why do you believe that America? There's no proof or any. Can you give me an example? Any example? Any sign that America is coming back?
You know, there's a. I think there's a lot of patriots out there who are fed up with what's been going on.
But they're not going to do anything. They've been fed up for a long time, and things are only getting worse. Over the years, nothing has gotten better. It's only gotten worse since Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, but I think that that can only go on for so long. I think we've reached a point here now where it's obvious, you know, that it's a fight between good and evil.
Right.
And I guess at the end of the day, I just believe that good will win out.
Good will win over the individual that returned to good. But as far as America coming back, that ain't going to happen because good is not running America. Evil is running America.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that things will turn around.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I don't have a reason why. I just have hope.
But hope is not what you want.
Why not?
Because hope is a pipe dream.
What do you mean by that?
Hope is just a pipe dream. It's just something in your mind. You want to know. You don't want hope. You want to know. Hope is just an idea.
Well, I guess what I can tell you is I see a man in Donald Trump who
you're right, Donald Trump
keep his promise.
Right. I agree with that. But Donald Trump is only going to make America great again in that if he gets in, he's going to bring jobs back. He's going to lower the taxes. Regulations will go away. The country will have a strong military. But America's still not going to return.
And so why do you believe that?
Why do I believe what?
Why do you believe that America is not going to return?
Because evil is running America.
Well, I think that there's good in America, too. And I guess I believe that good will be triumphant.
Where is good?
Well, you got Donald Trump and the
people
surrounding
him. But Donald Trump is
just
one person. Where is
other
than
Donald
Trump?
What about the people surrounding him? He's not fighting alone.
Where, other than Donald Trump, where is good?
I mean, he's got all kinds of people fighting with him. You got, you know, General Michael Flynn and, you know, his vice president,
But
J.D.
those
Van.
People are weak, except for J.D. Van. And I like Jenny Band. I believe it was a good call. Hold on, man. Let me take a quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, Express Yourself Friday, September 27th, AD 2024. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to you. Make sure you are ready to when he comes to you so that you don't get lost. And but first, hate news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, then the FallenState.tv. Check it out. No Joel Friday TV today. He's only live Monday through Thursday. You do the math. He's black. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Nick Stream, always cool. Check it out. Always a vibe. And then Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Be there or be Red Square. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Gun violence. Commie Nonsense Network. CNN reports. Crooked Joe Biden and cackling Kamala Harris, the so-called VP. They appeared on the Black on the Inside of White House on Thursday for an event on curbing gun violence. There's no such thing. Kamala has said she's a gun owner without evidence, by the way. She has not produced evidence. But not that you have to. You shouldn't necessarily produce evidence. But anyway, she criticized what she called a false choice between preventing shootings and respecting the Second Amendment. They don't respect the Second Amendment. They don't respect anything or anyone except for Satan in their minds. She later added, "I am in favor of the Second Amendment, and I believe we need to reinstate the assault weapons ban." So you're lying. "And have universal background checks." Lying. "And safe storage laws." Lying. "And red flag laws," all debunking the notion that she supports the Second Amendment because it doesn't exist. Evil Joe Biden, of course, touted measures his administration has taken and signed a new executive order that overhauls active shooter drills in schools. Get the government, the evil federal government, out of the schools. He also established a task force to address the threat of emerging gun technologies, including 3D printed guns. What a mess, huh? Japan, there's a new minister or something like that, new prime minister. Former defense minister Shigeru Ishiba will become Japan's new prime minister after winning his party's leadership contest today following a crowded race that ended in a runoff vote. 67-year-old taking control of the scandal-plagued, supposedly, Liberal Democratic Party in Japan will assume command of the world's fourth largest economy in October. He's one of nine candidates, and he beat Economic Security Minister Sane Takaichi, who was vying to become Japan's first woman leader. Well, thank God she lost, huh? I guess. In the runoff, with 215 votes to 194, it was Ishiba's fifth attempt to lead the party. This guy who actually finally won, a conservative political machine, supposedly, that has ruled Japan almost unanimously, continuously, I mean, since its founding in 1955. You know, what a mess. So they're calling the Liberal Democratic Party a conservative political machine, and they're calling it scandal-ridden. That's CNN for you. I don't know what to believe anymore. Kamala, speaking of cackling Kamala, evil woman, she blasted proposals for Ukraine to cede territory to Russia. This is from far-left extremist outlet AP. "With American support for Ukraine at a partisan crossroads, crossroads, crossroads," cackling Kamala Harris Thursday, the so-called vice president, slammed suggestions that Kiev, misspelled K-Y-I-V, it's K-I-E-V, should cede territory for the sake of peace with Moscow as dangerous and unacceptable. You're dangerous and unacceptable, Kamala. The Democrat presidential nominee spoke alongside the Ukraine's unchristian president Volodymyr Zelensky as she unleashed the veiled criticism of Republican presidential candidate based our greatest president Donald J. Trump's push for Ukraine to cut a deal quickly to end the war. "They are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender." Yes! I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. What the? The third hour already. Going by like 90 going north. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, why is your life one collision after another? Have you noticed that about your life? Not somebody else's life, but your life. Have you noticed that your life is one collision after another? And you're going like, what the? One collision after another. It doesn't have to be that way. But why is it? If you're busy running around, doing whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You could podcast. If you're not able to sit and just watch it live because you got to send the kids off to public school to be punished because you don't love your children, you got to go to work and pretend to be a man. You need your fulfillment. So you let your kids suffer. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we got to get to your Super Chats in a minute here. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday, as Maze said, is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. And every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Okay, SEAL Team 6 have vowed to hunt down every enemy of the Trump regime.
Now is the time to panic.
The president decides that his rival is a corrupt person. The president is now king above the law.
King Trump!
I wish.
Terrifying and tragic moments on this Metro bus when police say a man hijacks the bus with passengers on board, shooting one of them and holding the driver at gunpoint.
Chaos.
The president
What's
may remain
with
in
the
office
blacks?
Far beyond his four-year term.
I wish that were true.
The search for the suspects in this case continues.
Thank you, Vice President. Down with deportation. They got you doing that in school because mama sent you to school all your life and now you're suffering. They said go in a room and scream and that'll help. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. The world gone crazy. I want to give you another example of the world gone crazy. What do you think about this, folks? Watch this and let me know what you think about it. Really. A Christian marriage expert explained how many times a year a Christian marriage expert explains how many times a year couples should be intimate. Watch this from Instagram.
How many times per year should couples be making love?
This could be different for every couple, but bare minimum should be 52 times a year.
If that's not happening, what sit down together and discuss the real reasons that it's less than that together as a team to fix it.
If one person in the marriage is dismissive of this and can't have a loving conversation, then that is a major red flag that they are struggling in one or more ways in life and are avoiding the pain of addressing it.
I don't think they believe this. Personally, I think they're doing this to be on YouTube. Really. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe they really, really do believe it. How did they come up with the 52-time rule? 50. How about if you want it every day, all day, every day? I've heard of that before. What do y'all think about that? Hate said that he believed you should be doing it every single week. Oh, he said, no, that's not what he's saying. What are you saying?
That's if you break down the math of 52 times a year, that would be once every week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
But how you going to have, you ain't going to feel like going to work after that.
I don't know, you double up some weeks and then rest other weeks.
What the? Oh, Hayton said that's how the math. He's not saying he said that. What do y'all think about that, really? I ain't playing. What do y'all think about that? And what do you think about this woman letting loose in church after baptized? A woman let loose in church after being baptized. I just want to know, is this necessary? This is from X. That water must be mighty cold or mighty hot.
She's free, Jesse.
She's what?
She's free.
A freak?
A free.
What?
She's liberated. She's free.
From what?
I think from hell.
I think maybe her hair was too wet. Is that necessary? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What the? And she looked like she had a woman baptized. No wonder. And last but not least, I believe Whoopi Goldberg finally has displayed that she might need Jesus. Where is the love in this soundbite from Whoopi Goldberg? Where's the love in this? Really, maybe I'm missing it. I want y'all to tell me. Whoopi Goldberg compares Trump to a bug. On The View. Watch this from The View.
Do you think, had you stayed in the race, would you have won?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was confident I would beat Trump.
Listen, he's a loser. I didn't like the way they did it. I'm going to just say it out loud because nobody says it out loud. I didn't like the way it was done publicly. I thought they could have done this in a different way because we didn't need to hear all the inner fighting. I didn't like it. I'm saying it to you. You were my ride or die. I was going wherever you were going, that's what I was doing.
Hey,
so I just wanted to say that because I always felt you were going to probably do 4 years and then try to figure out where to go Kamala. Then he just wouldn't go. He was like a bug. He just kept being there. He was like a bug right there. Zzz. So you felt...
Oh, what's so funny? Oh, Whoopi Goldberg needs Jesus. And Biden look like he's saying, who is she talking about me? Who is she talking about? Been where? I should have been where? Where am I now? Can you see me now? Can you hear me now? Grandpa, y'all, that woman that was being baptized, they need to go find Whoopi Goldberg and put her in some of that water and see what happens. See how she reacts to being baptized. Grandpa, it's a spiritual battle. Tell me about the good old days. Ted, thank you for holding. So, Ted, you have hope that the country is coming back.
I do.
What is giving you hope that the country is coming back?
I guess I think that right now there, you know, like you say, it is a spiritual battle, and I think that there's a war right now for the minds, you know, of Americans, and I think that war has already been won.
Right.
You know, I don't believe what?
And you're right. Americans' mind have been won over by evil. And knowing that, why do you think it's coming back?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that our representatives in government are representative of the people in this country. I think that we're being manipulated into believing that's what the people of this country believe, but I don't think that people identify with the people in power.
If they didn't identify with them, why do they vote them in year after year after year? They keep them in if they didn't believe it. If they didn't identify with them, why do they continue to vote for them?
Well, I think that there's a lot of funny business going on with our elections.
Business in the world. Why do they keep voting year in and year out and year in? These people be like 80 and 90 years old. So all these people that in the government that been there for years, you think they're there because of funny business?
I think a lot of it is, yeah.
It's not, man.
Well, I guess that's the difference in opinion on it, and maybe that's why you have the outlook you have and I have the outlook I have.
But why are you believing that? And I don't even know how you let that run through your mind, that these people, that the voters keep voting in and out, day in and day out, has something to do with funny business.
I don't think it's logical to believe that people in Minnesota are voting for Ilhan Omar to represent them.
But they are.
And Tim Walz.
They are, though.
We reelected
Tim
Walz.
They got those
really
black people in Minnesota and liberal whites that are deliberately voting for Ilhan Omar, who should not be in our government, period. She's an illegal alien. She shouldn't even be in there, but they vote her in, and knowing that she's no good, they still do it.
Yeah. Why don't you want to face that?
What's making you not face that?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't want to believe it.
But
you
why not?
How would
you solve the problem if you don't believe reality?
Well, see, the thing, I don't think it is reality.
How old are you?
38.
What the?
I don't think that Minnesotans reelected Tim Walz legitimately. And I think that we have got a lot that's got to be fixed in our country, and I think the voting is I think if you solve that, you solve a lot of problems.
No, if you solve the hearts of the human beings, you would solve a lot of problems.
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
Amazing.
You're definitely right about that. So, I guess that's all I got.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. You said a lot. Thank you, Ted.
Ted, yeah.
Call me again.
Yep, have a good one.
All right, you too,
yep,
buddy.
Bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Christine out of New Mexico. Christine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So I was trying to, I guess, give my two cents on your biblical question this week.
Why is your life one collision after another?
That's a very good question. So since it's kind of a metaphorical question, I'll give a metaphorical answer.
It ain't no metaphor.
No? Oh.
What's a metaphor?
I guess it's like when you compare something that's different to get the same idea across. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know.
That's my understanding.
I don't know what a metaphor is, but this ain't no metaphor. Oh. But anyway, why is your life one collision after another one?
Well, the reason my journey was kind of erratic was for some time I wasn't even behind the wheel myself. And then when I was behind the wheel, I had no idea where I was going. So then I was borrowing everybody else's GPS systems that had all the wrong coordinates. Either they were completely off or they were not complete. So I kept going in other directions, just doing what the GPS was telling me to do that everyone gave me. And then when I finally realized this is not the neighborhood I want to be in, I just, first of all, kicked out the designated driver, so I'm behind the wheel all the time, cleared my mind, threw the GPS out the window, made some friends with people that have actually been to where I want to go to and got coordinates from them, and then just started using my inner compass after that.
And talking about metaphor.
That's crazy, huh?
It is. But so you're saying your life is one collision after another one because you had the wrong GPA?
GPS? Yeah, and I've gained the wrong advice from people.
Oh.
People that didn't know what I was going through because they're going through their own things. So where they thought they were helping me, they actually weren't. They were actually making it worse.
Amazing. And so are you? Yeah. So is your life still... Now that you have the right GPS, is your life still one collision after another one?
No, it's not. Like, I could see things much clearer, you know? A lot of, like, I can even see not only where I'm going clearer, but where I've been, why I did those things.
So nice.
I could, you know, not make the same, hit the same speed bumps,
yeah.
Go through the same, you know, dead-end roads and stuff. So it's really nice. And it's quieter. It's a quieter journey. It's not chaotic.
That's deep. I really, really appreciate you putting your two cents in on it. It was very interesting metaphor, but I do appreciate it. And I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you for it, though.
Sure. And there was one more thing I wanted to mention.
Okay.
You had a lady that you were speaking with earlier on the call that was saying that our culture was the only culture where women didn't listen to men, but that's actually not the case.
Are you black?
No, I'm not black. I'm Hispanic.
But she was black. She was talking about black women.
Oh, okay. I just thought she meant like in general the American culture.
Oh, no. She was saying black women don't listen. But Mexican women don't listen to Mexican men either.
No, they don't.
Well, which culture you believe that listen to men?
That's a good question, because I pay attention to a lot of people. I wouldn't even say mostly any culture these days, but traditional culture, I would say. Because back in the days, because my grandparents, they were like that, you know, the women were very more stoic back in the day. They're not like that now.
Right, but women don't listen to men now.
Yeah, but I pay attention to the older generations.
Yeah.
Because I was raised mostly by older people.
Oh, okay.
So it does kind of shock me as I've gotten older. Like, I was even told in my teenage years that I seemed older than my years, and it's like, well, because I was raised by older people.
Right.
So I had that influence.
What a mess, huh?
Yes. Because even in other cultures, like even in Europe, we started seeing that in Sweden because they had their feminist movement, and they're a mess right now because of it.
Yeah. God said, when you listen to the woman, you will suffer every time you listen. Amazing.
Yeah.
Christina.
Yeah, and I've learned through all my experience to just start shutting up more and pay attention. I learned a lot more that way.
That's right. That's deep. Thank you, Christina. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. First-time caller out of Maryland, Stuart. Stuart, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee, great day in the morning. How you doing?
All is well, Stuart.
I got a quick, I got three things here I just wanted to say. On Monday, I heard your question of the week, and I pondered it for a few days.
Why is your life one collision after another?
But it's easy after I pondered it. It's because people were going in the wrong direction. I've had head-on collisions with them because they were
No. Hmm? Why is your life one collision after another?
Well, that's leading into the next thing, but I still have to hold to my point that I have had head-on collisions because simply other people were going in the wrong direction.
But how did that affect you, though? Because you're talking about other people collision, but I want to know why is your life one collision after another?
Because ever since I can remember, I told them the truth. They have ostracized me, my family. I've been put in detention, kicked out of school. I've been given extra duty in the military. I've been fired from jobs. I've been completely ostracized for telling the gospel truth to everybody I've come in contact with as long as I can live.
And how would that cause your life to go run into collision because of somebody else's action?
No. It was because of their responses to me telling them the truth.
But why would that affect your life, though?
Well, it affects you when you get fired. It affects you when you're standing in a fifth-grade classroom with your head against the wall or you're getting beat by the principal for telling the truth.
Do you think Jesus was affected when he told people the truth? Do you think his life went into a collision?
Oh, I've got up and dusted myself off, turned the other cheek.
I'm asking you when Jesus told the truth, do you think that created a collision in his life when the people rejected it?
Yes, sir.
Why would Jesus be bothered by people not accepting the truth? He's not bothered by that.
Because he was sent here to tell it.
But he didn't care if the people didn't accept it or not.
I don't believe that, but that's I'm not here to argue with you. I respect you.
Let me ask you one quick question about that. So you would tell the truth at work, and that's why you got fired?
I could have my boss ask me a question, and I know him well enough. I say, boss, you want to hear the truth or what you want to hear? He said, I want to hear the truth. I tell him the truth. He tells me to get the hell out of his office. I mean, it's been that way forever.
Amazing.
I've tried to apologize to my mother and father, similar to what you're saying. You know what they told me?
What?
I will not relive the past for you or anybody else another time in my life. Get the hell out of my house.
But you weren't asking them to relive the past.
In their minds, they were. See, everybody, I feel, has their own agenda. I'll give you an example. People call on your show, and I've been listening closely.
Let me ask you this first.
Yes, sir.
Your parents said that to you, did you still forgive them?
Have to. I wouldn't be free if I didn't.
So you didn't hold it against them. You understood that they didn't understand.
Well, for many years. Now, many years I resented them for their actions. My daddy was a whoremonger. My mother was cheating on him and carrying on. I mean, a lot of bad things.
Right.
They treated me horribly. But that's neither here nor there. But they had their own agenda.
Right.
And when you don't fit into other people's agenda, all of a sudden they have a problem with you. You wouldn't agree to that.
No, you're right about that. But don't, if they have a problem with you, don't let their problem with you bother you. Don't.
Oh, no, sir. I didn't mean it that way. And if I implied it that way in the beginning, I'm so sorry. I did not imply it that way.
Okay.
I didn't mean that in that way.
I got you.
In my best knowledge, I was just trying to answer the question in my own mind. And I let you talk because, see, so everybody calls you. A lot of people just want to talk. And I respect you for listening to these people because so many people out here need to get it off. And you listen to them. But see, I'm more interested in listening to what you have to say. I hear myself every day.
Amazing.
So, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
More interested in what you got to say. I got one more bullet point on the silent prayer that I want to share with you because it's powerful. But I want to, anything else could tell me or think about what we just talked about?
No, go to, because of time, go right to the biblical question. I mean the silent prayer.
Let me say this to you real quick. Before I find you on YouTube, you just popped up like an algorithm because I listened to something else similar. I don't know how you popped up, but you popped up. I know how you popped up because God sent you there, but that's another topic. The silent prayer, I had found myself praying like I do every night all my life. And all of a sudden, within the last couple years, I noticed that sometimes I pray, I couldn't speak. It was almost like my vocal cords was cut off. I couldn't say a word, but I knew I was in connection. I could feel it. And I didn't have to say a word. He knew exactly what I was needing, talking about. I didn't have to speak. And I said, wow, that's funny. And I told a friend of mine that. I said, well, I'm praying. I couldn't even say a word. He locked my voice and my mind straight down. And then you come along, and I see what you were suggesting, the silent prayer. So I started doing it. Now, I do it with my fingers, like you started saying, you know, your thumb, first right. finger, second finger, third finger, fourth, and then bring myself back that way. But what it has given me, Jesse, when I get done with about a half hour of that silent prayer, as you have told me to, as you've instructed, I feel like I don't have any weight on me. I don't have any stress. I feel powerful when I come away from it. My old lady can come in the house and she might want to raise hell. I don't even feel like going there with her. I don't have nothing bad to say about anything or anybody.
Right
on. The
silent
prayer is powerful.
Yes.
The silent prayer is powerful, brother.
Right on, Stuart. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything, man. Stay with it.
Well, look,
Stay with it.
I'd like to talk to you more about the parents, but that'd be another time, another day. But,
okay.
But that's what I had to say. And right. Thank you. I got nothing but respect and love for you.
Thank you, Stuart. Stay with it, man.
God loves you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Jaime out of Minnesota. Jaime, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Jaime.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I just shut it off.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about that silent prayer. I used to be one of them drinkers, you know, a drinker, and they told me to do prayers, different hooping and hollering prayers, and I did that, and it seemed to work, get me out of my head, but not really, you know. The thoughts just kept coming and coming. But it wasn't until, you know, I heard be silent and watch your thoughts and let them pass by.
Yeah.
That's when the power happened, you know, the peace, knowing that those weren't me. And that was very powerful.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it, because all thoughts are all lies all the time. And you're not your thoughts and you're not your emotions.
That's right. And especially, you know, with the alcohol, you know, I do that whether I was happy, whether I was sad or mad, or, you know, it didn't matter. So I know now all thoughts are all lies.
Yes.
All I need are the good ones.
And you went and forgave your parents and all that?
Yeah, I forgave my mother. And I said to her, look, I realize now because of that silent prayer, God caught up with me and helped me to why I was angry. I didn't know why I was angry, so I couldn't forgive.
Yeah.
I couldn't apologize.
Yeah.
Once I found out, I realized that I was angry with her because she spanked me, because she married a man who wasn't faithful, and, you know, other things, you know.
Yeah.
And I told her that, and I said, you shouldn't have done that, but really, I shouldn't be angry with you because you did the best you could. It's not your fault that you did those things. You didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But man, I'm sorry that I've been angry. And she said, you know, she said, I should be forgiving you. You know, my dad, I FaceTimed him. I've written my dad and called him over the phone a few times.
Right.
Forgiving him. I didn't know what I was forgiving him for, though, until the silent prayer.
Right on.
And I called him and I said, hey, Dad, look, I FaceTimed, looking him right at the face, and I said, hey, I've been angry with you for so long because you were not there for me.
Yeah.
You didn't. The children, they love their fathers. They want to be with their fathers. They yearn for the fathers.
And how, and real fast, like, how did he react?
He said, yeah, you know, I lived a really bad life, and you're right, I wasn't there for you.
Amazing. Thank you, Jaime. I appreciate it. The treasure chest is open on D-Line. Thank you, Jaime. Amazing. the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Anchor baby jumping, jamming, energy everywhere. Nice song. The Hake Report coming up at the top of the hour, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 12 noon, brand new episode of The Fallen State. You don't want to miss it, right? I'm not going to play it right now because we've already played it. But check it out. You want to see this. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then Sunday morning, Fellowship for All. Everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and they mama, if you're black. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. At doors open at 10:30 for those who want to come on down. And the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. And check out our merch, amazing merch, at rebuildingaman.store. Hats and mugs and T-shirts and everything. And my books, oh, my God, the books are amazing. All of them. Read the antidote. The antidote, the last one I wrote, the antidote, they're all good. It all leads up to the antidote. Healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. All right? Read them. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Store, right? And I will sign the books. And last but not least, if you want counseling, we have the best counseling on this side of heaven. By phone, Skype, or walk-ins. You got to make an appointment, though. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Individual and family counseling. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Let me go quickly to the business phone. Then I got to get to the super chats and all that. What the? Key is out of Illinois. Key, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Key.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I heard Tony from California.
Yes.
Speak on how women, you know, we should take a chance to let women lead. Well, I watched Urban America. I watched, you know, my aunt. And I watched women in Urban America lead. And all I see is total chaos. I see murder, crime, prison population increasing.
Yep.
I see transgenders. I see, you know, bisexual. I see a lot of wickedness. I see a lot of destruction. Okay. I see children murdering their parents. I see parents murdering their children. And I'm gonna give you two examples of two of my aunts. One of my aunts was one of those kind of women that wanted to lead and run all the men away. Well, all my cousins was on crack cocaine, okay, from her, went to prison, and all her grandchildren are transgenders, didn't graduate, don't work, on welfare, and they have gone to jail themselves. Now, look at my other aunt. There was a good woman that let the man leave. All her children, you know, graduated from high school, some went to college, or, you know, retired, worked, you know what I'm saying, never broke the law.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing the difference between letting this woman lead, right, and letting the man lead the family. This is something I've seen all my life, you know what I'm saying? I live in urban America, and so I believe the Tony sitting around in a miniskirt and a tube top. I believe he's a transgender, and he talks with a male voice when he talks to you. You know what I mean? Because if you ever look at the men that follow Kamala Harris, you see that a lot of them are gay men, bisexual men, transgenders. You know what I'm saying? That really puts her up on a pedestal. That puts this woman up on a pedestal. They tend to be, you know, gay, transgender men.
I think that Tony is for Kamala Harris because she's black. And I think that, and you're right about the woman thing, too. I know that black women are recently running everything, so Tony might be subject to that, too. He can't see. But I think I could be wrong. So your name is Keith or Key?
Keith.
K-E-A-T-K-E-I-T-H?
Well, K-E-I-T-H, Keith.
Oh, okay. I thought they had Key. What the? But I just think it's a, I think that a lot, as one of the callers said earlier, they into this black thing and they can't see beyond their blackness. Now, even if it is a woman that they want to be, and they have been influenced by the black woman, that's for sure. But I think it's a black thing. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, no, he would have voted for Hillary Clinton, too, and she's not black. All the same black men. Yeah, no, it ain't nothing to do with that.
You may be right.
No.
Yeah, you may be right.
Yeah, see they've been feminized, and they've either been feminized or they're gay or bisexual. You know, like I say, I believe that, you know, he might sit up there in a miniskirt or two.
I don't know if you all that. I'm messing
with him now. But for him to be so strongly wanting women to lead, it just makes me curious because, like I said, I've seen women lead. I've seen it. Can't nobody tell me. And I look at these urban communities that's full of crime, murder.
Homosexuality,
abortion. I mean, it's like, and how can black America grow if the Democrats are in power? Because all they push is homosexuality and abortion. So therefore, there will be no growth whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand. Like I hate to cut you off. I heard that, but I got to run because of time. But thank you for that input, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot. You take care, Jeff.
You too, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. He's right about that. The order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman. That's the only way it's going to work. And nothing else is going to work. You can't make it work any other way. Super chat.
Star is star about our coffee. Jesse, in your opinion, what is an alcoholic? What it makes a person an alcoholic? I know it's spiritual, but when a person constantly drinks because of pain or because of whatever reason, are they an alcoholic?
What?
An alcoholic? Are they an alcoholic? When they're constantly drinking because of pain or whatever reason?
Because of pain?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing.
Your back hurt?
No, I'm fine.
Why do you look like that?
Never mind.
You an alcoholic?
No. She forgot to put a space, and it made me concerned. And then I realized, oh, okay. Star, star.
Nice. So the question is, if a person drinks, are they alcoholic?
Yeah, if they're constantly drinking.
I mean, if you want to use that word for communication purposes, I guess you can. But they're really just drinking to escape from the conflict they have within, from the pain, the misery. That's why they're doing it. That's the real deal. But if you want to, like, communicate, you want to say alcoholic, but that's not who they are. They're just doing it because they want to escape the misery they have inside. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Gen C, a very generous 20 coffees.
Thank you.
Good morning, JLP Universe. Biblical question.
Why is your life one collision after another?
For me, the collisions only seem to come in my life when everything seems to go smooth, then all of a sudden, boom, there's a self-created collision for no reason. Maybe it's an unconscious response to boredom? Looking forward to your input on Sunday.
Thank you, and I will. I'll respond on Sunday. In the meantime, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jen C.
And thanks for your support.
Magilla Gorilla, like guerrilla warfare. Yeah. Bought a coffee. Good morning, Jesse, Hake, and crew. Do you think we are witnessing the end of times?
No. Nah. We're just witnessing evil on earth. And you got to remember the evil is coming through human beings. And so it's going to always be that way on earth. But you can be at peace on earth if you overcome the evil within yourself. That's what's going on right now. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yesterday, Aries 1 gave a diamond. Why the Blatts be like, he was, can you,
I don't know. It's a black thing. What the? Thank you.
Mena Kimbaku. Mena Kimbaku. They sent me back a letter I sent Owen because it was cardstock, not notebook paper.
Oh.
Don't be sending cardstock. That right. stuff is tough and it could be used as like a weapon or something.
Yeah, you can't do that. What the?
Frowny face.
They thought you were trying to help saw him out of jail.
Yeah, you can cut bars with cardstock.
But resend the letter to him to show your appreciation, all right? Not to the jail, but to InfoWar somewhere.
Nice meeting.
I interviewed Owen yesterday from InfoWar on Rumble. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peters. So check it out. It was an amazing discussion. It really was. Rumble.com. Check it out.
Kenny bought a coffee. It's hilarious when young guys call to disagree with you and end up sounding just like they mama. Laughing face, scrunched eyes.
What the?
Dios lo bendiga. That means God bless you, I believe. American flag emoji.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Someone bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. No, I and Jesse, someone.
Right.
I have forgiven my mother. I understand she cannot help it. I have separated from my wife and live in another state. I have blocked my mother because she gets emotional and complains every time she communicates. My mother gives messages to my wife so she can tell me. I have sent her gifts for her birthday. Should I still call her? Seems that birthdays are the dates she expects the most.
Only if you want to. Do not do it out of guilt or obligation. Do it because you want to. Only reason. If you don't want to, don't do it. Amazing. Thank you.
Mindful Maverick 00 bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I was wondering how you deal with hate directed towards you. How do you handle people claiming you're mentally disabled, actively trying to find bad things about you with the intent to bring you down? The main reason for this is that you have a different opinion from them. So my question is, what would you say to people who struggle with dealing with evil individuals trying to drag them down?
You have to overcome evil within yourself, and then you will have understanding. The understanding will come from God, and you will understand, because you understand what was going on with you, it will cause you to understand others, and you will not be able to judge. You just understand. You understand they can't help it, and it's not personal. And so you won't hold anything against them, and you would just live your life. And you wouldn't even think about what they're thinking about you or even saying about you because you will understand, really. Above all things, get an understanding. And understanding only comes from God, nowhere else but from God. Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on DLive, Aries 1, Stan 69, Games for Rec, Fatty Wat, and the rest. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
Forgive Your Mama Bought a Coffee. Good morning. Happy Friday, y'all. Blessings to JLP and the experts. May God bless America and the Great White Hope. If ever we needed the Great White Hope, we need him now.
We need him now. If ever we need the Great White Hope, we need him now.
For every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. Thank you.
Forgive your mama with another coffee. A wise man said recently, all weeping is complaining, all complaining is accusing. Did you know that? Did you?
Absolutely. Have you noticed that All weeping is complaining, and all complaining is weeping.
Accusing,
I mean. All complaining is accusing. When somebody is weeping, what are they doing? Complaining. When another person is complaining, what are they doing? Accusing. Pay attention to that. It's so deep. It's so deep. Thank you.
Thank you. Forgive your mama. Michael says thanks with a coffee.
Thank you, Michael. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin asks if Jesse likes his new catchphrase, nothing is perfect. Calmness is the next best thing to nothing.
Nice. I like it.
Right on, Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you. Deep.
Seeker bought a coffee. There's something inside me that hates reality, even though I cannot be certain about anything, because I'm not the author of the universe and its laws. This part pushes me for certainty. This part of me pushes for certainty, insisting this thought is true, and despising my admission of, I just cannot know for sure. It feels like standing on a bridge before a bungee jump, with an instructor nudging me closer to the edge, trying to convince me that jumping is the only option. But I don't have to jump if I don't want to. I've changed my mind. I'm starting to believe this part of me is trying to kill me, waging a crusade against the universe, using me as
Piffy.
A pawn to a kamikaze mission.
That's a book.
Don't write a book, Seeker.
Keep it piffy. And thank you.
Seeker bought yet another coffee. Almost as unpithy.
Another book.
A half book. I used to doubt living a day in full awareness was possible, but now I can almost see it. To get there, you almost have to be completely done with living in the filth of a false reality. It's a viral and revolting state to exist in. I'm just about fed up with it and ready for the real thing. No more of this sickening false
mess. Piffy!
I feel like a dirty pig in a pig's sty with clown makeup on. Okay, that's your last two strikes.
That's too long.
One more, and I'm only going to read the first two lines.
Right. That's keep it pimp. We got so many people to get to. Thank you, Doug. Go ahead.
Thank you, Seeker. No more thoughts. Jesse, I'm noticing I'm answering the not me in my thoughts, even while being present. Is that also the not me? I've noticed I can't ignore it or stop answering.
Be aware and stop. Just don't respond. Thank you.
Joe PR bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Why is your thought one collision after another?
My life is one collision after another because I keep believing thoughts. At first answering the question, I thought, I don't have any collisions. What the? But then I had doubts and believed that thought. What the? LOL, devil sneaky.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Can we hold it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when you left off. Okay. Thank you all so much. I got to get back to the business phone really fast here. Jennifer is out of Colorado. Jennifer, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. I texted you the other day. I called yesterday, but you were too busy. But I watched an interview with you and this older black lady.
Uh-huh.
And I know, as a woman, that man is above me, and Yah is above man. So I submit to my husband, and all women should submit to their husband.
Absolutely. If they want it to work, that's the only thing that's going to work, because God is not going to change his rules because you refuse to do them. He'll just let you suffer.
There's a lot of women out there that believe they're above men, but they're really not.
Right. What a mess. Amazing. Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate that.
Of course. You have a good day, Jesse.
You too. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Carl out of Massachusetts. Carl, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
I just want to say really quickly before I get to the question, I just want to say everyone should be getting pumped to wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month, and they should be pumped on the first of the month. I'm a black transgendered man married to another transgendered man. I had a kid with a white woman, and now we're just pumped on the first of the month. Complete jokes, of course. Try to get a kick out of you with that one. Obviously didn't work. No, no worries there.
Amazing.
But the question is, so So last week you guys were showing a dog getting a getting like a haircut that took like 2 hours.
Oh yeah, I remember.
It was really disturbing. I wanted to comment on like the on the obsession with animals because I was at the park the other day. This happened actually 3 to 5 at parks where we have mostly women running around with their huge dogs off leashes at a public park where there's kids running around. Dog comes right, it sprints up to me, and I just look down. I mean, I petted it for a minute, and then I go to the lady. I say, hey, you know, it's a $100 fine to have your dog off a leash. She turns around and says, shut up.
Wow.
And,
what a nasty lady.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, good for her. God bless her. And then there's another time, actually this week, when I was at the park, and there's like these two huge dogs, like 200-plus pound dogs, off leashes with the woman. And this is like this is another public park, and I'm just, they're coming up to me, and they're passing by, and I just stare at the ground like, oh, I hope I don't get bit. So, I mean, it's almost like they think their dogs are on the same level as animals,
they do.
I think it seems pretty bestial.
Well, you know what it is, Carl. People who have turned to animals are unable to deal with human beings. They don't know how to deal with one another. They don't know how to deal with other people. And so they're dealing with animals pretending that they're dealing with human beings because they have failed at dealing with one another. That's what it is.
And that's like the man's best friend thing taken way too far.
Yes, absolutely. But you got to learn how to deal with one another. And these people have no love. And so they're like, their nature is in an animal state of being. And so they can relate to the animals because that's how they're thinking. That's their nature. Right. They cannot relate to other human beings because they have not returned to the Father.
Absolutely. I want to ask you if you think that this way of looking at it, too, would make sense, where it's not because we're in such a fallen state that you'll see videos, you'll see like YouTube clips of like a guy going out. And I mean, Russians do it because, you know, I mean, Russians are wild, but there, you even see like Americans do it. You see all types of people like going and like trying to tame a bear, playing around with it. I found this bear in the wilderness when he was a baby, and now I'm back and they're playing around with the bear as if the bear couldn't rip them limb by limb. And it's like it's obviously psychosis. It's obviously they're not well.
It's the same ego thrill. They are looking for something that gives them a thrill to make them feel alive.
Right. But do you think it's borderline, or at least borderline bestial, and that it's a sign of a fallen state where people see animals as like, as even some women will like put their dogs on the same pedestal as their babies.
Yeah. No,
where it's like, he's a part of the family. Oh, look, he's a part of the family.
Let me just say this because of time. It's more of the ego thrill than anything because they have been turned away from God. When they were turned away from their earthly father by their mothers, they were turned away from God. And so they, without even realizing, they are looking for a thrill, something to give them a false sense of love and a false sense of life. Thank you, Kate. I got to run. I want to get quickly to Todd, I'm a first-time caller. Been waiting a long time. Todd out of Missouri. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you
all
today?
All is well, Todd.
Good. I just wanted to tell you that I am a follower of Christ, and I appreciate your honesty with everybody.
Thank you.
And since you have a platform, I would like to share what I believe is the abortion issue, because I've never heard anybody say it.
All right, go right to it, because the music about to turn us off. Go ahead.
All right. Abortion should be an emergency medical procedure designed to save the life of the mother. It is an emergency procedure, meaning you don't do the procedure. You do the procedure immediately, not schedule it in 2 weeks. Abortion is not birth control.
Yeah.
Women do not have the right to kill a baby because of being sexually irresponsible.
Absolutely.
If you can't be accountable for your sexual activity, then you are not to be entitled to this disgusting procedure. Oh, wait. What about incest and rape? If you have been raped or forced incest, then you must have a police report showing that you are pursuing prosecution.
And have the baby put it up for adoption if you don't want it.
Right. The government has no right to tell anybody, male or female, what to do with their body.
Yes.
But God will hold themselves accountable in the judgment.
Absolutely.
And I've just never heard anybody specifically say that. What? And I know it would be very controversial about people just needing to be sexually responsible.
Absolutely.
But that's what it comes down to.
It's out there. Thank you so much, buddy. Call me again. I'm about to run out of time. Call me again.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. I'll see you on Sunday morning if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. And forgive your mothers, forgive your father, so you can return to God. It ain't going to work no other way. All right? Forgive and you shall be forgiven. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Support us at rebuildingaman.com. 503C1, so you get the taxes on it, your money back. 503C1. Go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND to make a donation. Thank you all. Amazing Open Line Friday. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Fall Estate at 12 noon. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Thank you all. Bye. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.